Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. Hello, and welcome back to Inspiration's Beauty Show. Today I have an episode that wasn't even planned, and sometimes I feel like these are the best of the best messages. And it's also one that is following a trend of me really feeling like I need to share more with you guys, like I did with the treatment episode and blog, where I was explaining like how our treatments are different and why we have this space in the name. And then, of course, the one about the before and after moment, why we went from calling the progress photos before and after to pre and post photos. So I've been sharing a lot, and I've been growing a lot, and I've been learning a lot. So I think with that, with growth and with even just development of personal and in business comes, you know, new messages, new beliefs, new systems, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing business. So I wanted to share with you, and this will also be a blog. So if you're more of a reader, or if you want to read along while I share with you, or if you want a link to send someone, you can send them the podcast link or the blog link. But I love to have the resources available for you guys. So today, I'm sharing with you my why. I really wanted to give this a cute, catchy title, but nothing really flowed. It all kind of seemed forced because I was trying to make it cheeky and cute. So this is where the typical title, My Why, was given. It's going to be the passion behind it all. I have felt called to share more authentic versions of myself and of my business lately. And what I mean by that is authentic versions isn't meaning that I've not been authentic with you in the past, but rather I feel it's time to share more of the inside little facts about me or how my business came to be. I also want to take this moment to explain to you what sets me apart. I hid from this for a while because I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable. I didn't want to make it seem that businesses who didn't do it the way I do it were wrong or bad. I literally dimmed my light so that their shadows weren't as big. And this alone is something I preached the opposite of. So here I am, standing in my light and sharing with you. I am gaining more confidence day by day to share authentic, raw, vulnerable versions of this side of me and my business. So instead of just falling back and using this platform for the classic skin facts, you know, my fave product recommendations, routine tips, secret tricks, and just overall skin advice, although there's always a time and place for important content like that, there's also a big importance on conversations like this. It's about being human. It's about being real. It's building connection and separating the gap. My passion has lied in skincare for many years now. And more recently, I would say over the past 3 years, it has been about combining self-love, self-confidence, image dysmorphia, self-talk, and how that all influences our skin. My passion has grown to hold space to have deeper conversations and a deeper understanding of the big picture. It has come to a different type of skin therapy, in a sense. My passion goes far beyond being good at understanding skin conditions and healing skin. It goes beyond creating routines for results to occur. It goes beyond the excitement that I have when I see my clients and the results getting better and better each time. Although those are really big parts of my passion, and it started my passion with skin health, that's where my passion started. But since then, that experience has evolved my passion. My passion is now understanding the cells and their environment, also known as understanding your skin, the responses and reactions and the symptoms that are surfacing based off how you live, which is your environment, based off your stress levels, what that's like, the trauma that you've been through or are going through, any illnesses that you've had or may have. It leads me to understanding how you view yourself, where your confidence is, what your self-talk is like, how you allow people to talk to you and treat you. It's seriously a big dynamic picture. All of this information tells me and helps me guide you to achieve the best results. And yes, we're still talking about skin. So the cells will respond based off of their environment. So I know that the skin is going and giving a response based off of things that we've talked about. So that's where my passion really took me, is really understanding the cells, their responses, because of their environment. I still work through trying to be confident in my skin and loving everything that I am. I still have my insecurities, but don't we all? I don't believe there's really ever a destination that we feel, quote, perfect, or that we ever reach this spot or space in our life that we don't have something that we would, you know, wouldn't desire for it to be different. I do think there's too much negativity around this, as if this thing that I just shared, or this normal, common thought that virtually everyone has, isn't okay to admit out loud. It's this, in my opinion, false self-love that's pushed on us as if, you know, we truly loved ourselves, we would never change anything about ourselves. I personally think that's toxic. I think instead we should focus on feeling the best in the moment that we're in, so that more moments to come, we can feel great and we can feel our best. It's one step at a time. I believe the more that we feel great in our bodies and the more that we do to perpetuate this great feeling, this feeling of feeling beautiful and fostering that, that will grow. I don't believe about this false love or false acceptance, because then that's perpetuating a cycle that we don't actually believe. We need to work on something that we can believe. It's about loving and accepting ourselves for the things we can and cannot change. I too am learning on ways to improve my self-talk and to improve the vision that I have of myself and to love myself regardless. I think this is healthy to talk about. And to be honest, it's actually, in my opinion, more of a realistic conversation. I'm just your average 30-year-old female who, you know, is a skin enthusiast trying to foster and encourage a healthy yet realistic mindset for myself and for my clients. I think it's important to have conversations like these. We need to be more transparent in that there may be things we want to change about ourselves, but together we can learn to love those aspects of ourselves. It's also about not feeling alienated or ostracized when there's something that we would want to change about ourselves. But instead, we could foster a safe place to talk about these insecurities and to be loved on anyway. God forbid you be the only person to admit this out loud, right? Do you see what I mean? I know for me, once I gave myself the permission that it's okay to not love everything about me, I felt the relief. Then I started to focus my attention on fostering what I do love about myself and enhancing those attributes and focusing on that. And in turn, it gave less attention and less negative attention to things I didn't like. It lessened the dislike I had about certain things, about my body or about my face or about my skin or about my personality or whatever it may be. It's like that idea, this is what I think at least, like those kids who want to do what their parents tell them not to do. And it's more about that thrill of like disobeying and like testing the limits more than really wanting to do the thing their parent told them not to do. It's like that for me, I think. I have to trick my mind. The less weight that I give something, the less it's an issue to me. I am human. I have my moments. I have my insecurities. And I feel like that's really important to share because these type of things are not talked about, especially in the beauty industry. I still actively remind myself of this, and I still am trying to create and set realistic ideologies of ways that I can accept and love myself. And then, of course, with the more that I learn, the more I share with others so that self-love can be less toxic and more realistic, and so that it can be a safe place for people to be held. Or at least that's the goal. That's the one thing I'm trying to do as a person as I work through being a person that's human with insecurities and as a business owner in, unfortunately, what can be a toxic industry. In addition to this, my business grew in another way. It grew through my thirst for knowledge. The thirst is, of course, to be the best in clinic for my clients, but it was also about providing the tools and the resources for my clients so that they can feel educated and equipped and confident. Yes, of course, I want to give them the best result, but I want to give them the tools so that they can maintain those results. You've heard me say this a million times by now. Knowledge is power. And after all, I'm only with you during your appointment. You're with you 24/7. So you're the one that has to implement the routines that we set. You're the one that has to decide if you want to purchase the products I recommend. You're the one that has to do the internal work. You're the one that has to catch your habits or change your lifestyle. I'm just the catalyst in helping you. So the more knowledge and the skill sets and the suggestions and advice that I have for you that I know can work and that can be a stable environment to grow your results, the better. And that's where we work together. This side of my passion started, truthfully, once I graduated aesthetic school. This is where my thirst of knowledge really kicked in high gear. I was trying to learn more about the industry, trying to learn more about products, ingredients, professional services, the whole nine yards of the beauty industry. I was in overconsumption mode. I was so confused. And even though I just graduated and I felt that I should be knowing everything, it was really hard for me to grasp it all. I got caught up in the trends, or I would just research and learn what the celebrities were using or who had the cutest packaging. I was just trying to keep up with what people wanted. I made notes like a mad woman trying to learn it all, to learn it, to digest it, and to preach it. What I learned through this, and then of course learning how to heal my own skin, was that the best place to start is reflection. The best place to start is learning yourself and your skin. You can ask yourself, what is my main concern? What feels good for me to explore? What has not worked for me thus far? Who can I trust? What is my boundary? What is my budget? What is my ideal time frame that I want to see results? How does my skin make me feel? How do I want my skin to make me feel? It's okay to do some research before sourcing out help. And it's okay to do self-reflection before you source out this help. Because that way you know what playing field you're already on and then what field you want to be on. The more knowledge you have and the more educated you are, the better that it puts for your expectations, the boundaries that you have in place for yourself, and unfortunately, the less likely that you'll be taken advantage of. And I only say this because, well, you're going to have these things put in place that you could smell their BS from a mile away. And that's just the unfortunate. Sometimes not everyone in our industry is corrupt or mean or whatever, but as a general rule of thumb, I truly believe the more knowledge you have, the more power you have in a good way. Remember, it's about exploring and navigating all of this. And as I explored and navigated these currents of my industry, coincidentally, it grew my passion for skincare and skin health education, but simultaneously grew my disdain for my industry. How diabolical. Like, talk about a love-hate relationship. I struggled with this a lot, and I still do. You know, I loved my industry, but I really hate what it stood for. I really hated or hate the messages that some of the companies and products and services give. Like, I still hate aspects about the industry. But again, all of that still grew my passion to where it is today. The disappointment that I had and even have in my industry helped me create the person and the esthetician that I am today. An esthetician that is incredibly invested in your result. A person who sees and feels the shifts in where the industry should go. A person as a consumer and as a beauty therapist that wants to help those in the industry and outside of the industry who have been misled. This industry, as I say, is convoluted. It has likely misguided you and then redirected you to more misdirection. You've likely wasted your time and money. You've likely taken advice from 5 different people, all of which who had different advice to give you. Their advice has been inconsistent, contradicting. This is where the power to you comes back. This is where I work hard to hand you the power and the confidence so that you can work through this. I see it in my industry. I see it through the companies. I see it through different sales reps. I see it through different brands. I quickly learned that every company is going to tell you that theirs is the best. Every brand is going to tell you that theirs is the best. It's up to us to decide why and if it's best for us. This is all information, by the way, that the beauty industry does not want me sharing or being authentic about because it's marketing. They sell a feeling. But this is where you really have to decide what feeling you're buying. Skincare is definitely not a one-size-fits-all, although that's what media tells us. The messages I want you to know and things I stand for, clear skin is maintainable and sustainable. I stand to dissemble the belief that stubborn skin will always be problematic. I believe knowledge is power. I stand to help those who feel lost and confused on what works or doesn't work for their skin and provide them knowledge and confidence to make good decisions for their skincare and their skin health. Your dream skin is realistic. I stand to help those who feel they cannot achieve their dream skin to do just that, to achieve your dream skin. I am fighting for you. I stand to be a force in changing the industry. I am here to stand with you to cut out the bullshit so that you're not exposed to it or that you can at least smell it from a mile away. Your confidence matters to me. I stand to help build your confidence so that you can see how beautiful you are. You deserve to feel beautiful. I stand to be of assistance so that you can look in the mirror and love what you see. It does not have to be scary. I stand to provide you a comprehensive skincare path and plan so the fear and confusion has subsided. You are heard. I stand to listen to your concerns and give you proper advice and realistic expectations. Your dream skin can be achieved with long-lasting results, sustainable routines, and within your budget. This is my passion. This is where my passion has taken me. This is where the years of practice, this is where the years of research, this is where the years of being in clinic has brought me. The years of conversations I have with you guys, with learning about what you're consuming or what makes you feel what way, and me being a consumer, but also in the field. I'm here for you. I am excited to help you. This is my passion. This is my purpose. And I absolutely love educating you. I absolutely love being the support you need. And I'm insanely grateful for your trust. And I'm insanely grateful for your support. Thank you so much for hanging out with me yet again. Thank you so much for learning about my heart, about me, about my business. And thank you for the listen. Thank you for hanging with me on the podcast. As always, stay internally and externally beautiful, all you inspirational beings, and we'll chat soon.